Where the Mishnah basically is going to simply say the minimum shear we gave before about the Ola and the Shlamim was that was if you're really poor. But if you're not really poor, then you have to bring more. And basically the Mishnah is going to say if you're whoever you are, you have to give what's appropriate to you. So if you have, well, let's see inside now. Speak it out. It says, Mi sheyesh lo ochlin merubim. Someone who's got a lot of mouths who want to eat. Minachasim mu'atim, but not a lot of money to buy the food for that. So then, maybe shlamim merubim, you should bring lots of shlamim, v'olos mu'atos, but only a little bit of ola. Like, you know, buy a little tiny ola, because that's, he can't afford more, and bring lots of shlamim, so his family can have lots of meat to eat. If he's nechasim rubim, if he's really rich, va'ochlin mu'atim, but he's, you know, he's just a, you know, he's a bachelor, so then what's he going to do? Maybe olos merubos, he should bring, remember the pasuk said, the pasuk says, ish kematnas yado, every man according to the, whatever, gifts of his hand, kibrich Hashem alokecha asher nasan lach, according to what Hashem gave him, that's what he should bring. So if the guy was blessed with lots of money and has, you know, is on his lonesome, so then he won't be able to eat lots of shlamim. Remember, you can't, shlamim that you don't eat is going to get burned anyways, it's no good, it's an iser, you're not allowed to do that. You have to finish the meat, so it's not shaykh, can't bring in that much food, and therefore he should just bring lots of olos. Maybe olos merubos, it's appropriate for him to bring them 50 animals as an ola, for example, to thank Hashem. Shlamim mu'atam, but just bring a little bit of shlamim because the meat will go to waste. No point to bring shlamim you can't eat. Now, zev zem mu'at, the guy is poor and has a small family. So al zeh ne'amar, that was the guy who we're talking about when we said ma'a kesef u'shtei kesef. That was the guy for whom we said one silver coin, two silver coins. I think the mission here, like, obfuscates to sort of be yotzi either basil or deshamai's approach. But the halacha would be, again, remember reminding halacha l'maisa, you have to spend minimum of two on your shlamim and one on your ola. Okay, now zev zem rubim, if you're from the category of people who has lots of money and lots of mouths, al zeh ne'amar, this is the guy that the pasuk was talking about, ish kamatnas yado kivirchas Hashem alokecha asher nasan lach, every man should bring according to what Hashem blessed him with. This guy was blessed with lots of money and a big family, and he should reciprocate in kind to Hashem by bringing lots of korbanos. Fine.